Chapter 1, The Beginning of the End. Unattainable. Always out of her reach. Ahead. Jumping. Running, straight into the light. While she tried to follow him, breathless, hoping to cover their distance with her tiny feet. You are wasting your time, competing with me. You know I am the best. Dream on. She stuck her tongue out. My paper boat is stronger than yours. Stop. He lifted his arm and pointed in front of them. We reached the lake. Amazing. She halted her steps and made a small pirouette. The sun rays descended from the sky. They glittered together with the motes to meet the turquoise water. Pale purple white lilies danced on the quiet tunes of the wind. A small mountain range and a semicircle of pine trees completed the perfect scenery. The sound of water reached her ears and she breathed the fresh air. It was mingled with the odor of the wet soil. One legend claimed it was the favorite resting spot of the Queen of the Fairies. It must be true because this is heaven. She giggled and jumped. I wish I could live here forever. A spark of excitement entered his eyes. Are you ready? Yes. Ready, go. You did not say steady. He closed his fingers together and took a quick breath. Okay. Let's do it again. Ready. Steady. Go. Yeah. Kyle. The lake is too big. We will not see the boats reaching the other end. He rubbed the back of his head. Yes, you are right. I did not predict this. What shall we do now? Wait, I have an idea. Come with me. Where are we going? Let's climb the cliff. We will know which boat has taken the lead. Wow, Kai, you are a genius. The path was thorny. Shaped like a snake. With her bare feet, it was hard to walk on the sharp cold gravel. With each step she took, the grass sliced her ankles. She did not lose hope, blinded by the faith she held in him. Ah, here they are. Her voice burst with joy. Kyle. My boat is ahead. I will be the victor. Yes, you will win. His icy breath grazed her neck. A shiver crawled inside her body. She turned to face him. His hands were raised up. Ready to push her. What are you doing? In a panic state, her foot slipped, and she lost control of her balance. His cold hand caught her right in time. Pull me up. I am scared. Kyle moved his lips into a mysterious smirk. Why? You wanted to stay here forever. I am just fulfilling your wish. Please, stop joking. I am not joking. I love seeing you being so defenseless. You are cruel. Tara snatched her breath away. The boy's fingernails grew, and they morphed into big gray claws. Scary. Black dark orbs replaced his beautiful hazel eyes. A demon child appeared. He smiled and the terrifying sight paralyzed her soul. Two giant's fangs pierced their way through his gums. Blood dripped from his mouth. A small amount of the red liquid fell on her face. That's disgusting. Strange noises emerged from his dirty mouth. Loud breaths mixed with hoarse sounds. I have so much pain, but everything will be better once I will get rid of you. A loud thunder resonated in the sky. Please don't do this. It will rain soon. My mother is waiting for me. His obscured eyes burned with a sinister fire. The first drop of water tapped her forehead. With a sadistic grin, he let go of her fingers. As her body fell down in the abyss, the killer screamed with an ear-splitting voice. Die. Leonora. Die. He transformed into a giant black bird and leapt towards the sky. Flapping its large wings, it engulfed her into a terrifying darkness. Leonora Trina woke up with a loud gasp. Her whole body shook with fear. Blood rushed upright in her ears. She sat upright and with trembling fingers she rubbed her throat. It's too dry. I need water. Turning towards her nightstand, she tried to grab her cup. It slipped from her hand and crashed onto the floor. Damn it. Anger stirred inside her eyes. Nora threw a death stare at the recipient. Why did it fall down? Now I have to pick it up. The dream is still playing inside my mind. It's like a distant memory. My heart is thumping. The reverie was peaceful at the start, but the death sequence made her skin crawl. The vision appears as an indication. A bad omen is immersing inside my life. She examined the wound again. The blood is sticky. Such a mess for wanting one cup of water. Nora stepped outside the bed and went to switch on the lights. She had a normal bed, positioned near her glass bookshelf, which stood beside her window. A sea green color invaded the walls, and in the center was a large poster of her favorite anime, Magic Cases. A small table side was on her right, supported by a lamp and a photograph of herself, taken at the beach. She owned two pass-along furniture, a two-section cupboard and a medium-sized dresser, enhanced with three mirrors. I always wanted them in my room because their designs reminded me of old terrifying woods found in fairy tales. Her table desk was new, it had another lamp and all her study materials. She walked towards her dresser. Now where's the first aid box? The three glasses reproduced three splitting image of herself. Nora paused to study her own reflections. Using her left hand, she stroked her right cheekbone. Blessed with an hourglass figure, the young girl possessed rosy pale skin with a heart-shaped face. My straight hair is dark brown, and it matches the shade of my eyes. Nora opened a drawer and took the box out. She saw a glossy white paper stuck underneath. Curious, Nora detached it and flipped it over. It was an old photo, taken on the last day of her sophomore year. She was captured with a group of students on the steps of a small outdoor stairs. During that period, she considered them as her closest friends. On her left, Kyle Forrester was scoping a basketball while his other hand was holding her fingers. Above them there was Ethan Scott, holding the same ball. Anthanasia, her sister, sat beside him. With her brown hair opened, she was striking the same pose as Nora. Two more classmates, Stella Fabini and Rose Mayfair, were positioned on the higher step. Stella had her cheerleader uniform on and Rose was clutching a blue notebook near her chest. And they were giving identical smile to the camera. Finally, on the top was William Lossell, Kyle's maternal cousin. He wrapped her arms around the girls and posed with a still expression. Nora ran her nails on his face. Was he trying to imitate a statue? The sounds of the night penetrated inside her room. An owl screeched and it was followed by a dog's loud howl. Her thoughts drifted back towards her dream and she held her breath. I am becoming paranoid. My existence has already taken a turn for the worse. I am not afraid of them anymore. Those divs are wrong to assume that I will continue to stay quiet like this. And when I will find the perfect weapon, I will fight back. 4 hours later, Nora stepped out in the hall. A small orange leaf entered the house and landed near her feet. Autumn. As someone who loved winter, she used to embrace this season with open arms. But now, her eyelids became stiff and she continued to walk. She stopped near one room and placed her hand on the doorknob. Cold. She pushed the door open and peeked inside. A pair of white curtains were floating with the gentle winds. The smell of lavender was present in the room. Maybe, I'll have a small talk with my sister. Nora moved her head towards the bed. Still sleeping? No, it's too early. Athanasia will not be in the mood to entertain anyone. Nora retrieved her steps and descended the stairs without turning back. End of chapter 1, part 1. About author. Tiny Kumari Fuda is a Mauritian author in her 20s. She holds a deep interest in mysteries, mythological and fantasy stories. She is currently writing her first young adult book series, Lossell High. The first book is available on Amazon.